Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we dive headfirst into the dark and winding path of the Delphi murder trial, a case that has haunted Indiana for over 7 years. The recent arrest of Richard Allen, a man who seemed to have slipped through the cracks, has reignited hope and questions about justice for Abby Williams and Libby German. But this story is far from straightforward. What do we make of the missing evidence, the delayed arrest, and the defense's claims that investigators overlooked crucial details for years? A bullet found near the scene, a blue jacket, and haunting video evidence from Libby's phone. These are the puzzle pieces at the center of the courtroom drama. But beneath the surface lies a deeper, unsettling question. How does someone like Richard Allen, an ordinary man living in plain sight, become the center of such a chilling investigation? Is this a case of a man hiding in the open, or have authorities captured the wrong suspect in their rush to solve the mystery? The courtroom buzzed with anticipation on the 6th day of the Delphi murder trial, where Richard Allen, a 52-year-old former CVS employee, stood accused of the brutal 2017 murders of Abby Williams and Libby German. What began as a mysterious disappearance has now evolved into a high-stakes courtroom drama. At the center of it all are newly rediscovered leads, shifting testimonies, and a haunting piece of video evidence. On February 13, 2017, Abby and Libby went hiking on the Monanhai Bridge, capturing a chilling video of a man trailing them. It was Libby's phone that recorded the suspect's now infamous words, "Guys, down the hill." Their bodies were found the next day, half a mile from the bridge, marking the beginning of a years-long search for justice. Despite public pleas and sketches of the suspect, no arrest came until 2022. The courtroom has heard that in the early days of the investigation, a volunteer clerk, Kathy Shank, stumbled upon a tip sheet that would change the trajectory of the case. The tip, dated February 16, 2017, noted that Richard Allen had reported being on the trail the same afternoon the girls vanished. The report, however, was misfiled and labeled under a different name, Richard Allen Whiteman. Allen's street address was Whiteman Drive, but investigators overlooked this detail, and his tip was marked as cleared. In September 2022, Shank's discovery reignited interest in Allen, leading investigators to question him for the first time in 5 years. His responses during these renewed interviews triggered deeper suspicions. Allen's timeline of events was inconsistent. He initially stated he was on the trails from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., only to later revise his presence to noon to 1:30 p.m. During questioning, he recalled seeing three girls but claimed he wasn't paying close attention as he was looking at stock tickers on his phone. A video recorded at a nearby Hoosier Harvest store placed a vehicle resembling Allen's black Ford Focus near the crime scene at 1:27 p.m., aligning with Allen's account of his arrival. Investigators became increasingly convinced that Allen had crossed paths with the girls that fateful day. However, Allen's calm demeanor and lack of suspicious behavior during the initial 2017 interview allowed him to slip through the cracks. The prosecution's case hinges on an unspent .40-caliber round found between the girls' bodies, matching Allen's Sig Sauer pistol, found in his home during the October 2022 search. While the girls had not been shot, this single bullet was presented as a key piece of circumstantial evidence linking Allen to the scene. Carroll County Sheriff Tony Liggett, who conducted the search, testified that the same ammunition type was found in Allen's home, alongside the firearm. Liggett's testimony added further intrigue when he described Allen's reaction to seeing the bridge guy image. When shown the photo from Libby's phone, Allen allegedly replied, "If the picture was taken with the girl's camera, there's no way it could be me." This cryptic response left investigators puzzled, adding a layer of ambiguity to the already complex case. The defense, however, was quick to poke holes in the prosecution's narrative. Lead defense attorney Brad Rossi challenged the timeline, pointing out discrepancies between witness statements and Allen's recollection. Witness Betsy Blair, for example, described seeing a man who looked nothing like Allen, reporting him as young, with brown, poofy hair. Moreover, Rossi grilled Liggett about the timing of Allen's arrest, raising questions about whether the arrest was influenced by Liggett's campaign for sheriff. Liggett denied the accusation, insisting the arrest was solely motivated by the need to solve the case. "It was about two little girls who were murdered," he declared on the stand. Defense attorneys also introduced an alternative theory suggesting the murders could have been part of a ritualistic killing by a group with ties to Odinism, a pagan faith associated with white supremacist ideology. This theory, while unconventional, was designed to cast doubt on Allen's involvement and suggest the possibility of other suspects or motives. As the trial progressed, investigators admitted to several missteps, including losing key pieces of evidence and failing to follow up on Allen's original interview. Captain Dan Doolin, who first spoke with Allen in 2017, confirmed he had only taken handwritten notes which were filed away and forgotten until the rediscovery in 2022. "At the time, nothing about Allen struck me as unusual," Doolin admitted, under cross-examination. The defense further argued that no digital evidence linked Allen to the crime scene. Police confirmed that the search of Allen's electronic devices yielded no incriminating data, and the phone he used in 2017 was never recovered. Additionally, no DNA evidence from Allen was found on the victims or at the scene, complicating the prosecution's efforts to solidify their case. Witness testimonies continued to add layers of complexity. Local resident Sarah Carbaugh claimed she saw a man matching the bridge guy description on the day of the murders, walking along County Road 300 North. She described him as muddy and bloody, saying he appeared disheveled and suspicious. However, under intense cross-examination, Carbaugh's story began to unravel. The defense highlighted discrepancies between her initial statements and her courtroom testimony, where the word blood replaced her original account of a muddy appearance. With each day of the trial, the narrative grew more tangled. While the prosecution pressed the significance of the bullet, the defense emphasized the absence of any concrete forensic link between Allen and the crime. The defense also questioned the police's handling of the investigation, noting how Allen had cooperated willingly in 2017 and lived openly in the community for years without suspicion. Still, the most haunting element remains the grainy video recorded by Libby German, the few seconds that may hold the key to solving the case. As the trial progresses, the court must weigh whether the circumstantial evidence and inconsistent testimonies are enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Richard Allen is guilty of the murders of Abby and Libby. The stakes are high, and both sides know it. For the families of the victims, this trial represents a long overdue search for justice. For the defense, it's a fight to expose potential flaws in the investigation that could set an innocent man free. And for the community of Delphi, the case serves as a grim reminder that even the smallest oversight can alter the course of an investigation, and perhaps justice itself. To understand the complexities surrounding Richard Allen's trial, it's essential to revisit the early dynamics of the Delphi investigation and the psychological undertones that shaped the narrative. When Abby Williams and Libby German disappeared on February 13, 2017, the small town of Delphi was thrust into the national spotlight. The brutal nature of the murders left an indelible scar, magnifying the pressure on law enforcement to find answers. Early in the investigation, the release of the Bridge Guy video not only fueled public interest, but also created an emotional tension that would linger for years. Psychologists note that the case's high-profile nature, combined with the public's exposure to the unsettling video, heightened expectations for a quick resolution. However, the ambiguity of the grainy footage complicated efforts, leaving investigators chasing thousands of tips and false leads. The decision to release sketches of potential suspects further muddled the investigation. Over the years, two drastically different sketches were publicized, one depicting a young man, another an older, heavier figure. This conflicting information likely influenced witness testimonies, as some recalled a suspect closer to one version, while others gravitated to the other. Studies on cognitive bias suggest that such discrepancies in memory are common, especially under stressful circumstances, adding another layer of difficulty for law enforcement. The trial also highlights systemic investigative challenges. Law enforcement agencies, including the FBI and Indiana State Police, were heavily involved, but shifting leadership and interagency tensions caused delays. Captain Doolin's 2017 interview with Allen, marked as cleared and lost in a sea of tips, reflects how overwhelmed investigators became in managing the case's scope. The lack of forensic evidence against Allen has introduced further doubt. Psychologists often emphasize the role of confirmation bias in high-stakes investigations, where investigators may focus heavily on circumstantial evidence, like the bullet found at the scene, while inadvertently sidelining inconsistencies that don't fit their narrative. With every new revelation, the trial exposes both the fragility of memory and the fallibility of complex investigations, raising difficult questions about the pursuit of justice. This trial has brought to light not only the brutal facts of Abby and Libby's tragic deaths, but also the many missteps, missed opportunities, and unresolved questions surrounding the investigation. As the courtroom drama unfolds, it becomes clear that justice is not just about facts, but about how we interpret them piece by piece in an imperfect system. Richard Allen, a man who lived quietly within the same community for years, was only brought into the spotlight after a volunteer stumbled upon a misfiled tip. For 5 years, he remained under the radar, even after telling investigators he was on the trails the day of the murders. Was Allen truly hiding in plain sight, or was he overlooked by an overwhelmed investigative team desperate for answers? This trial has laid bare the cracks in the investigation, evidence misplaced, key timelines muddled, and a suspect cleared with minimal follow-up. Allen's sudden arrest in 2022 came not just from investigative work, but from a rediscovery, almost by accident, of a file lost in a sea of 14,000 tips. If nothing else, this speaks volumes about how easily vital information can slip through the cracks, altering the course of justice. Then there's the matter of the evidence, or the lack thereof. The bullet found between the girls' bodies is central to the prosecution's case, yet it's a strange linchpin, an unspent round with no direct proof of how it got there. And Allen's gun matching the bullet introduces suspicion but doesn't close the case. The absence of DNA evidence or digital connections leaves room for reasonable doubt, and Allen's defense team has wasted no time capitalizing on those gaps. This case asks us to look beyond surface facts. How do we reconcile the discrepancies in witness testimonies? Some describe the suspect as young and clean-cut, while others offer a completely different description. These inconsistencies are not just frustrating. They are a reminder of how fragile memory is, especially when clouded by fear and trauma. And then there's the haunting video from Libby's phone, which both captures a crucial moment and leaves us with more questions than answers. Alan's arrest has provided a focal point for the community's grief, but the lingering question remains. Did the system finally catch up to a guilty man, or has it pinned the blame on someone who just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? The defense's suggestion of an alternative theory, a ritualistic killing by a white nationalist cult, might seem far-fetched, but in a case this convoluted, every possibility demands scrutiny. This isn't just a trial about facts, it's a trial about our assumptions. Assumptions about guilt, innocence, and how much faith we place in the imperfect machinery of justice. As we await the jury's verdict, one question lingers. What if the story isn't as simple as we'd like it to be? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe. Until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, and stay safe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.